He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Hey, that's me, Jason Kirtman, right here, right now, as always, bringing you the best in vintage-style family entertainment. Why? Because I'm bringing back the nickel soda pop. You know what that's about? It's a beverage. It's not a beverage. No, it's not. It's a concept about the way things used to be, about how great America was, is, and is to be, is to come. It's a great concept, and I love being a part of it. I get up every morning just wishing I could wrap myself in the flag. I love this country, and I love the music, the great music and the great artists that have come through the ages of the 20th century, and even in on to the through the 21st, we're seeing some good stuff come. But there's nothing like that good old music, and I love bringing it to you. There's absolutely nothing that hasn't gone my way so far this year. If it could possibly go my way, it is, and I love it. I'm happy. I'm glad to be here. Somebody hold my mule while I shout, as my grandpa used to say. Anyway, I'm bringing you great music, and we're going to start it off with the Coasters. Here's Charlie Brown.
Beep, beep, bop, 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 bop. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Everybody always picking on me.
It's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
We're going to move on over to a little bit of a bluesy pace with Elvis Presley, It Feels So Right.
So right, how can it be wrong? have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Well, I think it's just about time for a history lesson right here on the Jason Kurtman Show. Let's spin the clock back and learn about the Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, coming up a little later on in the show, some news that's absolutely of no use, but maybe slightly interesting. Remember that kid with the funny-looking glasses from down Texas way? Buddy Holly. Yeah, that was his name, Buddy Holly. Here he is, him and the Crickets with Oh Boy.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. And I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me.
Dum-dee-dum-dum, oh boy. Dum-dee-dum-dum, oh boy. that you were a man for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were a man for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
Hey, we're gonna slide it over onto the west side of the tracks for just a little bit. Hank Williams, I'm talking about Hank Williams Jr., singing about his attitude adjustment. Yeah, I've had a few of those attitude adjustments.
Perfectly.
I understand just fine, perfectly. Me too. But you know, through life, there's been more good times than there's been bad times. And that's one of the things I like here about the Jason Kirkman Show. We like to talk about those and reminisce with good old-fashioned music and comedy. But here's Jerry Reed talking about the good times.
Talk about the good time.
Talk about the good time.
believe the time when I with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun waving the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down and I with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. But who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And the kids and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if it's sleet or snow, a drive-in's cozy when the lights are low. With my baby, makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when the she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from a baby doll makes me holler more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Fellas.
Hello, Waltz. I think for you today, don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I hope that you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely since our darling disappeared? Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now, don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away, left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Celia. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We've got a my mind, I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time. Hello.
A waitress at the Lashley Crab House in Punta Gorda in Florida found $1,000 on a seat, so she rushed out and gave it to the man she thought had been sitting there. Unfortunately, she got the wrong man. When she later found out about her error, the mistake was reported on the local TV news, and the recipient of the money came back to the store and returned the money. He explained that he had had a similar sum in his own wallet, so he assumed he dropped it and didn't stop to check. The waitress then contacted the man who by now had reported the loss of the money, and he astonished her by telling her she could keep it as a Christmas present. The waitress, Samantha Knight, said that she is pregnant and it'll be a great help for her family. Did you hear about the two men in Melbourne, Australia that made a car out of 500,000 Lego bricks and almost nothing else? It's life-sized and it's drivable. Steve Sammartino, the marketing expert and entrepreneur behind the construction, says the only parts not made of Lego are the wheels and four load-bearing struts. Even the engine, which by the way runs on compressed air, is made out of Legos. The design of the car was done by Romanian student Raul Oedo, who had been described by Sammartino as a technology prodigy. They said that even though the car doesn't go very far, but just the mere fact that it does go is quite something. Now, here's a good one for you. Lawrence Briggs, age 18, was arrested in Marshalltown, Iowa, after he walked out of a sports page store with $153 worth of merchandise that he did not pay for. Moments earlier, he'd filled out an application to work at Sports Page, and when surveillance cameras exposed him, managers called him back for an interview where police made the arrest. And then there's the story of young Michael Brown, age 19, who is playing around with a set of handcuffs. And he got stuck in those handcuffs. Well, what do you do when you get stuck in a pair of handcuffs? You find the nearest police officer because they know how to get you out of them. Unfortunately, the police officer that Michael Brown sought out to help him recognized him as an individual who had a warrant for his arrest. So as soon as the officer took Mr. Brown out of the handcuffs, he placed him back in his own pair.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be. She got shapely hips, yeah, boy, she makes a royal deal. I got a woman, mean as she can be. A couple times I think she's almost mean to me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good. Yeah, I got a woman, mean as she can be. She makes a royal flip. But I got a woman, mean as she can be. But sometimes I think she's all mean to me. Easy now.
Wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. You've heard that song before. Did you know that Richard Trentledge was a struggling songwriter in 1963 when he heard about a jingle contest being held by Oscar Mayer? Contestants composed original jingles for Oscar Mayer hot dogs. The winner's song would be used in commercials. Unfortunately, Trentledge found out about the contest only the day before the entries were due. But fortunately, it took him just a few minutes on a banjo ukulele to write the song, Oh, I Wish I Were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I'd truly like to be, 'cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me. Trentledge won, of course, and his jingle is still in use today.
Janie, 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 Janie.
that you all say that opera ain't nothing but hollering.
And it ain't. It ain't, but, well, it's high-class hollering. But the real high-class singers have got these high roofs to their mouths. Some of them is 2 or 3 inches, way back of here. In fact, some of them is so high they ain't hardly got nowhere to hook their teeth on. You take that opera Carmen now. Now there is the one.
Yes.
It's got this gypsy girl, Carmen, in it, and it's got this boy named Don Hosey in it. He's a boy in the army trying to make good, and a fella named Escamilla. Now he's in it. He's that boy, you know, that fights them bulls. And the way it opens up on all these soldiers that's out there standing guard. And right off, you don't know just what it is that they're guarding, but you know that they must be out there guarding something because they're singing this garden song. And then all these gypsy girls come out of the factory across the street and go to messing around the boys and smoking, you know. And then you know what they're out there for. They carry on for a while, then everything stops. And this Carmen, she comes out, you know, adjusting herself around the boys. And they put her up to singing that song about that habanero. And, well, she sees Don Hosey standing off by himself, kind of shifting his feet. Well, she went over and give the aria to him. She got right in his face, and she says, "La more est on we so rebella." Right at him. And it embarrassed him.
It did.
Thanks. I appreciate it. They all just laughed, and Carmen throwed this rose at him, and they went back in the factory. Well, Don Hosey picked it up and smelled of it, and he give this aria to it. And the way he give it, really, you could tell that his roof was a way on up yonder. It was. Then when he got done with it, you heard this screaming. And it wasn't the high class screaming, it was the hurting kind. This Carmen had got in a fight with another girl in the factory, and they put her in jail. Put Carmen in jail. And, well, she ought not to have done that. See. But anyhow, they put Don Hosey to a gardener. And right there is where they made their first mistake. Because, like I say, he was a good boy, but he was weak. She got right at him again, and she gave another aria to it. She says, "Praise days, ramparts de Saviola, chase mon ami la paestra." And that means, come over the mountains with me and we'll talk about different things.
It does. It does. Well,
wait a minute, I ain't done yet. Well, let me tell you, it didn't take that boy that long to turn her out of there. And the curtain falls, and every time the curtain falls, time passes. I forgot to tell something. When he let her out, they put him in. And when it opens up, he's getting out, and he's going down to this cafe to meet her. See, she's down there with some of her gypsy buddies, practicing for this sideshow they're going to put on. And when he gets there, this Escamilla, this bullfighter, he's in there singing that song about that bull. And right here is where the plot commences to thicken. Right here. This Carmen, see, she was looking at this Escamilla like she was stuck on him just a tad, don't you know? And you can see why. You really can, because let me tell you, that boy is a real sport. He is. He lives about as far uptown as you can get. It made Don Hosey just as bad, and he laid into that Escamilla and was a-whooping him. Ooh, he would have whooped him, what I mean to tell you, far, far. Except the gypsies pulled him off. And Escamilla got up and brushed himself off, and he went over to Carmen, and he says, "I'm going to give a bullfight this coming Saturday, and if you love me, you'll be there." Well, she starts to run by, and Don Hosey grabs her and pulls her back and throws her down, and the curtain falls, and time passes. And when it opens up again, it's the day of the bullfight. And the crowd, they're walking along and singing that Toreador, oh, guard. And you'd hear, you'd hear, you'd hear, "Ole, Escamilla, bravo, Escamilla. Escamilla, he's walking along with Carmen on his arm, just as cocky as he can be. And when you see Don Hosey, when you see him, you can tell by the look in his eye that he's not all there. He ain't. He's had it. He stops Carmen and he says, I want to talk with you for a minute. She says, all right, and tells the rest of them to go on in the bullfighting rink and, you know, save her a seat. They go on in the rink in there, and you can hear them, ole Escamilla, bravo Escamilla. Don Jose, he says, you love me, don't you? She says, no, I don't love you. And she starts to run by, and you can hear him, ole Escamilla, bravo Escamilla, Tony. He grabs her and pulls her back and says, you're going with me. She says, I ain't going with you. And she starts to run by again. You can hear him, ole Escamilla, bravo Escamilla, Tony. He grabs her and pulls her back and throws her down and kills her. He killed the only thing he ever loved. He didn't mean to. He was a good boy, but he couldn't help it. He did.
What I mean to tell you, he really stopped. And the boy, when he got done with it, he give this heart aria. And the way he give it, really, I wished I could give it for you. But I ain't got any high roof for that.
Well, I walked up to a brakeman and I gave him a line of talk. And he said, if you got the money, boy, then I'll see that you don't have to walk. Well, sir, I ain't got a nickel. No, sir, not a penny I can show. He said, get off, you railroad tramp. And he slammed the boxcar door.
My name, 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Yeah, they put me off in Texas. Now that's a state I dearly love, with its wide open spaces around me, and the moon and the stars above. Nobody seems to want me, or even lend me a helping hand. You see, I'm on my way from Frisco. I'm going back to Dixieland. Yeah, my pocket is empty. My heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home.
1,000 miles away from home.
Just waiting for a train.
You're listening to The Jason Curtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkurtman, that's CURTMAN.com. The Jason Curtman Show is heard on 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. Also on 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, New Mexico. I'd like to thank our affiliate stations for carrying The Jason Curtman Show. Our newest affiliate, Hawaiian Pacific Radio, based out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also, we're heard on the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. The Country Lovin' Radio Station out of Vancouver, Washington. Oldies Radio 104.3. out of Cairo, West Virginia, serving Ritchie County, and on oldiesradio88.com and rememberwhenradio.com. Both of those stations are out of Columbia, South Carolina. I salute all these stations. Thanks for carrying the Jason Curtman Show. I'm sure your listeners appreciate it. Here's Little Richard with Tutti Frutti.
Wa-bom-ba-loom-bom-bom-bom-bom, Tutti Frutti. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Do the food, oh, rude. Do the food. bum bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop.
Look around you, you've got nothing but good reasons to smile. Here's Ray Stevens singing about the love of a mama and a papa.
Where would I be? What would I be if I hadn't had the good book taught to me? I don't know, but I can guess I'm a lot better off because I've been blessed now with the love of a mama, mama and a papa. Thank God I had a mama and a papa who took enough time to care about me now. Teach me how to work, teach me how to pray, not to treat my brother just any way. To see why other people couldn't be as happy as me. It didn't take long for me to find out there's people in the world that's living without hearts full of hate, frown on their
locked up in the whole human race. We gotta snap out of it, gotta get rid of it. We gotta put a little more love in its place now. With the help of a mama, mama and a papa. Everybody needs a mama, oh, a mama and a papa. We'll take enough time, yeah, to care about us now. Teach us how to work, teach us how to pray, how to treat our brother just anyway. Teach us how to work, teach us how to pray, not to treat our brother just anyway. Thank God I had a mama, a mama and a papa. Everybody needs a mama, yeah, a mama and a papa. Who take enough time, yeah, to care about us now. Teach us how to work, teach us how to pray, not to treat our brother just anyway. Teach us how to work, teach us how to pray, not to treat our brother just anyway.
Residents of Holliston, Massachusetts can now have their windows cleaned by men wearing kilts, thanks to a new business called Men in Kilts. The company also offers general pressure cleaning and gutter cleaning, also by men in traditional Scottish clothing. The company is a new franchise from the original Men in Kilts service in Vancouver, Canada. The men wearing the kilts say they have no problem doing so, but they do occasionally have to remind passers-by of the company's no peeking policy. If your curiosity has provoked you a little further, you can check out their website, meninkilts.com, where their motto is, "We clean, you enjoy, just remember, no peeking."
I am just a lonesome cowboy, and I'm traveling all alone.
Others after
of you, I knew I had competition. But I figured I was way out in the front in the number one position. Then someone stole your love from me like a thief so sly and cunning. Then I realized that all along I wasn't even in the running. I thought the odds were all with me, I had a winning combination. Then I received to my dismay your wedding invitation. We were sweethearts for so long, the sudden loss was stunning. But here's the catch, coming down the stretch, I wasn't even in the running. For so long that folks just took for granted that you and I would tie the knot and in a love nest we'd be planted. But there was a dark horse in the race, from nowhere he came gunning. And the way he won your love from me, I wasn't even in the running. I thought the odds were all with me, I had a winning combination. Then I received to my dismay your wedding invitation. We were sweethearts for so long, the sudden loss was stunning. But here's the catch, coming down the stretch, I wasn't even in the running. I wasn't even in the running.
I'd like to take this time once again to thank the radio stations that are carrying the Jason Kirkman Show, 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. Also, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, and our latest affiliate, Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also, oldiesradio88.com and rememberwhenradio.com, both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. We're also heard on Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia, serving Ritchie County, and we're on Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington. And of course, we're always heard on the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much. It means so much to me. I'll tell you what, I have such a fun time putting together this show, and I want to leave you with this week's challenge. That challenge is to make somebody smile or make them laugh at least once every day this week. You can do it. With that thought, I'm going to leave you with a hysterically funny song, Elvis Presley's Are You Lonesome Tonight? It's not what you think, it's the laughing version.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Oh, Lord.
I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh,
the doctor. Swing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? That's it, man. 14 years running down the drain, boy, I'll tell you. Just shot right there, man. I'll tell you. In Houston, right.